This is Abnormal Entertainment.
I'm Kevin Moyers, and this is Person of the Week. This past week saw an end to probably the craziest presidential election in the United States in a long, long time. Definitely in my lifetime. And pundits and angry voters and celebratory voters and celebrities and talk show hosts and everybody else have had their 2 seconds to chime in. And that 2 seconds will last the next 4 years, I promise you. But one person summed it up pretty well and reached out to bring that unity home in a way that we should. And that was Seth Meyers. He took over late night from Jimmy Fallon a while back, and he's about the only talk show host I watch. I watch the beginning of his show. I like his news segment that he used to do on SNL. He keeps it the same, and he does a closer look, which is really great, or You Burnt, or things like that. They're a lot of fun. And he's a thoughtful guy. And he gave about a 10-minute thought on the election. How Donald Trump is the first president in his 8-month-old son's life. The first elected president. And I thought back to my daughter, who was only a couple months old when Barack Obama was first elected. And I thought back, I was a few months old when Jimmy Carter was elected. And you think about stuff like that, and that seems so long ago. But Seth Meyers, he spoke to the women in the country. The first woman president is still out there. She's a senator, a college student. She's a congresswoman. She could be anywhere. And after this election, she could be anybody or anything. We've learned that. And he also reached out to Trump supporters to be kind, to be empathetic. And there is a lot of mean-spirited, sore winner mentality out there, which is sad. A lot of, I'll be grabbing women now that Trump's president, or Muslims and Mexicans, you're out of here. That's not the America I would like to see. I'd like to see empathy. Seth Meyers expressed that. To those who supported Clinton. It's not done. The glass ceiling will be broken. But he said some other important things that most of us don't generally think about. We get into such of a team mentality most of the time that we just want our side to win. And we want the other side to fail. But he said that he hoped he was wrong about Donald Trump. And I agree. He hopes that Donald Trump turns out to be a great president. I do too. No matter who gets into that White House, I want them to do an amazing job. The whole make America great again. I don't know that we're ever great. We're good. We've done some good things, and we've done some bad things. We have a long way to go to reach great. And what if Donald Trump can do that? That would be wonderful. Prove us all wrong. Those of us who didn't support him. I'm one. I never did. Prove me wrong. Prove Seth Meyers wrong. That's what Seth said. And most importantly, something we should say to every politician, every single politician. He said at the end, while he hopes Trump does a good job, he will be watching him. And we all should. The nation spoke up about changing the system. It's happening. And let's hold Donald Trump to that. That's important. Be great. Do a great job. Be a great president. Go for it. I hope for that. Just like Seth Meyers did. And I'm glad he brought that point up. No matter who sits in that Oval Office, we need them to be a great president. We need them to do a great job. When you throw that word around a lot, we should hold you to it. And for pointing that out, for hoping against hope, for trying to unify everybody, that is why Seth Meyers is the person of the week. Thank you all for tuning in. Head to abnormalentertainment.com. There's going to be a lot of political talk this week. You can check out my other show, Raise Your Spirits. My other show about movies, Cinema Head Cheese. I have a few new reviews. I do these little pod shorts, focus on a single movie or TV show or maybe even a CD, album. I think I'd say album because who buys CDs anymore? But there's some music there as well. And that website, cinemaheadcheese.com, we do a lot of reviews, movies, sometimes music. I did the Luke Cage soundtrack, things like that. So head over and check that out. A lot of political stuff this week, like I said. But if you're into that, great. If you like a little bit of political stuff, we have the No Cry Zone, which goes up every week. So check that out. If you want to tweet me, at Kevin Moyers, hashtag POTW. I'm not going to be too heavy on Facebook because it's rough reading all of the vitriol and anger right now. I'll tell you the truth. And honestly, you don't even have to tweet me. Just listen to the show and enjoy it. And if I were you, I'd stay off of social media for at least the next 4 to 8 years because it's not going to be fun. It's just not. So, anyhow, thanks again for listening. I'll see you next week. Head to abnormalentertainment.com for all of our podcasts and blogs. Go to cinemaheadcheese.com for our movie reviews and news. Don't forget our YouTube channels, Abnormal Podcast and Cinema Head Cheese. Get us on Twitter, at Abnormal Podcast, and find all of our shows and Abnormal Entertainment on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.